Okay. So this is Girl in Dungarees with my anime answers. You may hear my cat in the background. Looks like she just got a toy to play with and she's already bored of it. Okay. So I just sorted by new and I'm going to do the oldest first according to Reddit. So the first question asker is My Dirty Mind. And the first question is, what's one skill hobby you'd like to take up if time and means weren't a problem? I always thought sewing would be a really good hobby because then you would get something out of it. I'm a pretty big fan of productive hobbies like cooking, baking. I think reading is a productive hobby because you get knowledge out of it. So, yeah, I would probably have to say sewing, but it's not really time and means. It's mostly laziness that is getting in the way. So maybe that's time. But really, it's mostly laziness. What songs, musical artists would we be surprised to learn you enjoy? I'm going to answer two here. I would say it's probably Pink Floyd and Meatloaf. You can blame my father for Pink Floyd. I don't know who's to blame for Meatloaf. I just really like it. It's not really my age demographic, but something about it. I like it. My father-daughter dance for my wedding was actually on The Turning Away by Pink Floyd. And then in bowling league in college, we would always play I Would Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf. No, that is not my favorite Meatloaf song. My favorite Meatloaf song is Dead Ringer for Love. I think it's a good one. It's upbeat. Yeah. If your family was a bowl of M&Ms, what color would you be and why? So this one I had a hard time really thinking of. So, what colors of M&Ms are there? There's blue, red, yellow, or orange? Or orange is Skittles and yellow is M&Ms, right? So, there's blue, red, yellow, brown. Is there green too? Or is green Skittles? Maybe I'm green. If green is a color of an M&M. If it's not, I am sorry. I am a green Skittle then. All right. Thank you, my dirty mind, for those questions. Mr. Licorice returns. First question. If you could meet anyone in the world and talk to them for an hour, who would it be? God. Can I cheat? And say, my future self? I just want to know what's going on in the future. That might be a cheat, but yeah, my future self. I'd like to talk to myself in an hour. When in the future? Let's go 10 years from now, if I'm alive. I'd like to speak to myself in 10 years. What is your favorite fruit, vegetable, dessert, and caffeinated drink? I like bananas. I think they're pretty easy to eat and they go with a lot of things. And Trader Joe's sells them for 19 cents a banana. I think that's a really good deal. And you could have just like a banana and toast for breakfast or a banana and a bagel. Or you can have banana on bran cereal. Bananas are very versatile. Vegetable. I like a lot of vegetables. I feel like I use green peppers a lot in cooking. Just anything that's like, oh, I'll throw green peppers in it. And same with onions, I use them a lot. Maybe broccoli. I like broccoli. Dessert. My favorite dessert. Just chocolate chip cookies. Classic. Easy to eat. Easy to make. Caffeinated drink. That would be coffee. And then with what small animal would you take over the world? Again, I might be cheating. I don't know if bumblebees count as an animal. Animal. I'm not sure if they count as an animal or if they're an insect. There's this definition on insects versus, what's another word for insects? And they're like not the same definition. But I'm going to say bumblebees are an animal, and I will take over the world with the help of bumblebees because I will control all pollination. So, yes. Thank you, Mr. Licorice. All right. D-Matter 832. First question. I'm cheating again. Do I even have to say when I'm cheating? Okay. What's the dumbest, funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? So this one, like I said, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to say it's when I masturbated to The Office. No, okay. I won't say masturbated to The Office. I will say masturbated while watching The Office. There was a request for laughing while orgasming about, I don't know, like 6 months ago on Gone Wild Audio. And I figured I could laugh while I masturbated and that would fill the request. So I watched a bunch of cold opens and some of my favorite scenes from The Office and I masturbated. And I orgasmed to the butt licker sales call, the fake sales call. So I would say that is my dumbest, funniest sexual encounter. Because it's a pretty weird thing to do, and I laughed a lot. So, what physical aspect of the male body, and if possible, female as well, turns you on the most? I love beards. Big fan of beards. So, the whole beard area. For females, I would probably have to say maybe wrists and like the underside of the forearm. I think that's a very pretty area on a woman. What's the last movie you saw? I think it was Skyscraper with The Rock. I didn't finish it. I went to bed, but I think that was the last movie I started. I think so. Yeah. It's a lot like, what's that? With Bruce Willis? With the Germans or the Russians, and then Die Hard. It's a lot like Die Hard, but with a taller building. Has any movie made you cry? Yes. If yes, tell us about that. I don't know the most recent movie that made me cry. I've become a bit softer since getting pregnant and having my baby. So there's been a lot of them. I used to never cry. Game of Thrones spoiler alert. Huge Game of Thrones spoiler alert for the next 10 seconds. I didn't cry when Hodor died. So there's that. End of Game of Thrones spoiler. Sorry. That's just to show like how cold heart of bitch I can be when it comes to movies. But that was before my baby. But the last movie that made me cry, the last movie that I can remember and had a huge impact on me, making me cry, was A Quiet Place. And it was the moment where, so if you don't know about A Quiet Place, it is a movie, it's like a post-apocalyptic movie, and it follows a family that is surviving in this post-apocalyptic times where you can't make any noise because the monster alien guys will hunt you down by noise. They're basically Bill sonar machines. So the wife is pregnant, and if you know anything about babies, they tend to make like a lot of noise all the time. That's just like their MO, making noise. So they create this little box, this little soundproof box to put the baby in when it's born. And I see her like putting together this box, and then she puts this little oxygen mask in the box, and I just start crying. I was pregnant at that time, so don't blame me. Okay. Which fictional character do you want to fuck the most and why? I don't remember reading this question, and I didn't. Oh, yes. Adam from Girls. That's Adam Driver. He plays a character named Adam on an HBO show, Girls. And he just seemed like a really funny guy and maybe a good fuck. What do you think of anti-vaxxers? I think that they think that they're doing the best for their children. But they're just kind of scared and uninformed. They're just kind of letting emotion get in the way, maybe, of their logic. But I think mostly they're just scared. I vaccinated my kid, and I'm happy to. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick character? I thought of this. I would be Slippery Sarah. I would oil myself up. I would go down a slip and slide. And nobody could touch me. Like, they would try and grab me and I would just slip right out of the grasp. I don't like being touched. So, that's what I would do. I don't think I would be able to pole dance like that. I think that would be extremely dangerous. So... I also wouldn't be able to do it on the stage because that would be extremely dangerous. I would be a pretty shitty stripper. I wouldn't be wearing heels either. Do I watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's your favorite comedian? I do watch stand-up comedy. Dimitri Martin, I would probably have to say, is one of my favorites. He's really funny. I also like Mulaney. He's pretty funny too. What type of erotic audios would you absolutely not listen to or record yourself?
Personal audios. So like a reaction audio to any of my audios.
I wouldn't listen to that, and I don't make them. What is the key to a man's heart? Honesty, maybe?
Honesty and caring, probably.
Key to anybody's heart. Okay. Thank you, D-Matter. Captain Jericho. You are mainly known on Gone Wild Audio as a pioneer of F for Z and Wig Battle. What do they mean and how did they start? Well, that is my unashamed attempt to garner the attention of ZZ Top. That's it. Can you make the following word sound sexy?
Plunger. Boggy. Glands, joist, dribble, invoice, flappy, partial hydrogenization.
I don't know. Did that turn you on? You tell me. I'm sure you don't mind, but I took the liberty of writing an endorsement from you on my Tinder page. It says... Captain Jericho helped me, girl in dungarees, come to terms with my embarrassing, lifelong, raging fetish for fisting amphibians while they lactate custard. My big question is, could you please fist some custardy amphibians to legitimize the quote? So, Jericho, I will do this for you if you give me complete control over this Tinder. I find it only fair if I have this, what is it called? Endorsement from me on your Tinder, if I have complete control over it. Get back to me on that. Okay, question four is censored, so I will ignore that. Number five, on August 24th of 1848, the Ocean Monarch caught fire while sailing from Liverpool, England to the United States. That sucks. The yacht, the Queen of the Ocean, rescued 30 people. Other ships picked up the other 188. The ship and its 178 passengers were lost. That's really sad. I'm sorry for anybody who had family from long ago on the Ocean Monarch. That sucks. P.S. If you could take pictures of yourself fisting custardy amphibians and print the pictures on t-shirts and distribute them internationally, that would really help my Tinder rating out. Jericho? See above. Thank you, Jericho. All right. PBS, Perverted by Spanglish. How do you choose the scripts you want to record? Sorry, I bumped everything again. I look at the tags, and I think if it's something that I can pull off, and then I save it. And then when I find time, I read it, and I think, are these words something I might say if I was in the situation that this character is in or not? It generally, if it's something that follows my speech patterns or if I can make it follow my speech patterns, I will do it. And if I'm comfortable with it, I will do it. If it's something that I would never say or would really have a hard time seeing myself say, I generally don't do it. I don't do a lot of like really porny things because I'm not very porny. So those like over the top ones, I don't really do that because it's just not me. I'm not very over the top. What famous person would you like to hear on Gone Wild Audio? Seth Green. I am attracted to Seth Green. Very much. He's a very handsome guy, and he does do, what is it called? Audio work? What am I doing right now? It's voice acting. He does do voice acting, so I'm sure he would be great at it, and I'm attracted to him. So, Seth Green, join us. What is it about the audio format that you like as a creator? I like the voices. Oh, as a creator. As a listener, I like the voices. As a creator, sorry, my cat. As a creator, I like the anonymity about it. What element of performance do you find the most rewarding? Finding out that I improve people's days is really it. I like making people happy, and hearing about that is really great. Do you feel recording audios has been an overall positive thing for your life? Yes, indeed. I do think so. It has brought me happiness and joy and fun and very little negativity. So yeah. Thanks, PBS. Coding error. What's a book that you recommend everybody should read / listen to? I don't know about everybody, but to me, the book, what's it called? I forgot the name. Mm-mm. Never Let Me Go. That's it. The book Never Let Me Go spoke to me a lot. It's a sci-fi. Oh God, my screen just went dark. Hold on. Let me log back in and make sure I'm still recording. I'm not going to cut this out. All right, we're still good. Okay. So it's basically a coming of age story that is set in a sci-fi novel. But I have never read something that portrays adolescence and growing up and all those weird emotions and hormones that happen more honestly. So I would say that. What's your go-to alcoholic/non-alcoholic drink? My go-to alcoholic drink is probably just wine, red wine, any red wine. And my go-to non-alcoholic drink is water. I drink a lot of water. What's the last thing you did with 100% confidence in? I just put my baby down for a nap, and I would say that. He's always very tired when he comes back from daycare because he just can't sleep there. I think it's too much activity for him, and he's not really used to it yet. He's only been there for a few weeks. So he goes down for a nap like 100% of the time when we get home. So I was like, okay, I'm going to swallow you up. We're going to rock in the chair for 5 minutes and you're going to be down. And then I'm going to go record the AMA answers. Eve. This is my cat. I don't know if you can hear, but she wants to be with me. So, okay. But I gotta take this paper away from you, babe, because that crinkling is gonna annoy the fuck out of people. All right. It's in a safe spot. Okay. Coding error. If you had to spend an entire day doing one activity, what would it be? Smiling, tickling, and playing with my baby. He's adorable. All right. Thank you, Coding Air. I really liked your questions. They were very uplifting, like I said. All right. Et al. And et AI. I don't know if it's et AI or et AL. So, you are stranded on a deserted island. Which 8 pieces of music, 1 book, and 1 luxury item, it could be anything, do you take with you? Okay, so I know the luxury item. It's going to be my bed with all the fixings, because if I'm stranded on a deserted island, I want my sleep. 1 book, I'm going to just go ahead and say the previous book I already said. Unless I'm currently reading a book when I get stranded on that island, then I would say that book. And 8 pieces of music. I have to go to my Google Play Music and pull up my favorite playlist. And I'm just going to pick 8 songs from that. So bear with me for just a minute. Okay. Let's see. Okay. The very first one. Never Look Back by Field Report. 1. Okay. Your Arms Around Me by Jens Lehmann. Hopeless Wanderer by Mumford & Sons. Bike Dream by Rostam. And also Rudy by Rostam. That's 5. Fuck. Oh. I'm going to say Runaways by the Killers. 6. I have 2 more. 2 more. Corinne at the Liquor Store by The National. 1 more. All My Days by Alexi Murdoch. All right, I did it. Which six celebrities, public figures, or historical figures do you invite to join you for dinner at the aforementioned deserted island, and why? So I'm going to ask Adam Driver, because I already talked about him, and Seth Green, because I already talked about him. So that's two right off the bat. I need four more. Why don't you come join me at AI or et al? You're a public figure, right? This is hard. That's it. We got a small plane. Just us. What anecdote would you share and attempt to integrate yourself with your guests?
Maybe how we got stranded on this deserted island.
I'd share that. What would you serve for dinner? I would say it's going to be hard to make this food, as you say later in the questions, but say we can do this. I'm going to say a baguette with some olive oil and olives for the starter. Main course is pasta with a red sauce, because that's easy to make. Dessert,
brownies,
easy to make. And drinks, red wine. All right. In what order would you then eat your guests when you realize the rather glaring flaw in your plan to host a dinner party on a deserted island and conclude that cannibalism is the only option left to you? If you don't survive, in what order do the remaining guests bump one another off? I don't know the order, but I for sure know that Adam Driver is going to outlive everybody. That man is a beast. Yeah. Seth Green, sorry. You have no chance against him. And I don't know about you at all. Maybe you can take down Adam Driver. You tell me. I don't really know. I know I can't, and I know Seth Green can't. So, yeah. What is something that never fails to make you smile, no matter the kind of mood you're in? I'm going to say my baby smiling or laughing or giggling or anything, or just seeing him and he's in a good mood. That always makes me in a good mood. Then one more thing, optional bonus question. I'm not going to answer it, but I'm going to read it for you. Why in 822 was Louis the Pious made to perform penance at Anagni? I don't know. Do you know? You tell me. Thank you at AI or at now. I'm so sorry. That is the problem with using an I or an L. Like, you never know if it's a capital I or a lowercase L. I don't know. Okay. We have a big one, guys. All right. Are you ready for this? I don't know if I am. I was thinking about making an own audio for this one. This is Oral Ham, and it is a very long one. All right. Hello, Cleveland. Okay. Let's just get right into it. Yes. When you say dungarees, are you referring to the blue jeans or the bib overalls?
I am referring to the bib overalls.
And then, why'd you opt for 1860 farmer terminology? So the reason for this, why it's not like girl in overalls, is I thought overalls conveys more of a, like a milkmaid, like a Swedish blonde hair, blue eyes milkmaid, like the milkmaid from The Office that Dwight dates for a little bit and almost gets engaged to. I was like, I don't really want to convey that because I'm not a Swedish blonde hair, blue eyes milkmaid. So I thought dungarees was more my style, more casual, not out there clucking the chickens, milking the cows sort of thing. But maybe I have severely miscalculated because the next question is, are you an 1860 farmer? You know what? I'm not.
So I severely miscalculated in the naming. Do you harbor fantasies about being an 1860s farmer? I could see the appeal of it. Before factory farming, I could see the appeal of it. If you were a farmer of any particular century or decade, what would your primary crops be? Corn and soybeans. Simple, corn and soybeans. How are you rotating your crops?
That's easy.
Corn and soybeans. I do corn 1 year, soybeans for two. Have you noticed an increase in yields and soy health after starting to use soybeans in alternating years?
You betcha.
Do you remember when old Fitz got that first water closet in Adamville back in summer of 96? I remember Tom, his swindler son, charging all us boys a penny to see it flush for the first time. We all thought their house was going to smell like a back house in the summer, but sure enough, that newfangled water closet sure worked a jiffy, huh?
It sure did.
If I was a Pokemon, which one would I be? I don't really know much about Pokemon. It was, like, in my time, but I never got into it. It is what it is. So let me rattle off some of the Pokemon I do know. There's Charizard and Pikachu. I think those might be the two I know. So how about your Charizard? He's a dragon looking thing, or a T-Rex looking thing, maybe? Okay. Do you miss stonewashed denim? Fuck, were you even alive for stonewashed denim? Was stonewashed denim in the 80s and then bleached in the 90s? I don't know. I do have a pair of very high-waisted, I think they're stonewashed. They're nearly white, or that's bleached. I don't know. Denim. They don't really fit anymore. That's what happens when you have a baby. C'est la vie. Do these jeans make my butt look big?
Yes. And it looks great.
I love it. Wear those jeans all the time, Oral Ham. What should I have for lunch? How about a peanut butter and banana sandwich on white bread? It's tasty. You can toast the bread, and then you spread the peanut butter on it, and then you cut the banana into like little circles, and then you put that on the peanut butter and top it off with the other slice of bread. It's pretty good. Cut it diagonally, and there you have it. Maybe you could have some clementines with that. And probably some potato chips, too. Have a good lunch. All right. I once asked a series of perfectly cromulent questions for someone who never answered them. Would it be wrong for me to reuse them for someone else? You know, I gotta look up that word, cromulent. Because if it's, I don't know, some weird definition. That might change it. Let's see. So, it just means a positive thing? Okay. Something, you just mean good questions. Like, really good questions. Unambiguously good questions. Would it be wrong for you to reuse them for someone else? I don't see why not. And if these are those questions, that's fine. I appreciate them nonetheless. How many of these same fucking questions others have asked? Are you tired of them yet? I think there's only a couple duplicates here. So no, I'm not tired yet. Seriously, though, you sure my hips don't look fat in these? They look fat with a pH. You look good, bud. All right, drop crotch pants. Why? So nobody knows where your dick is. Uh-huh. Can't get kicked in the dick if they don't know where it is. All right. Okay. So to get to the stage door, it's a right through this door here, turn right, then a little jog there, about 30 feet. Jog to the left, go straight ahead, turn right to the next two corners, and the first door with the sign authorized personnel only. Open that door. Open that door. That's a stage. You're authorized, right? You're a musician, right? I'm not. I can't carry a tune. And I used to play the alto sax, and I was very bad at it. Extremely bad at it. My instructor, what's it called? Director. I'm directing I'm directing with my hands right now, an orchestra, but yeah, what is it? It begins with a C, maybe, I don't care. The director told me I swing like a dead monkey in regard to my saxophone playing, so very bad. I was also the second chair in my high school band because we didn't have enough saxophones. I was extremely bad, but all the good ones went to jazz band, and there was one good one, and then there was me. And we played the sleigh bells song during Christmas, you know, that da 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 da. Yeah, that song. And it has this really great jazzy part for all the horns and the saxophones, and there's two solos for the saxophone, so the first chair got one, and I got the second, and oh my god, was it a nightmare. I'm pretty sure my director was like, this is my hell, this is my personal hell. And, yeah, no, so I'm not a musician. All right. Thank you. Yes, it's very sweet. You gave me a congratulations for the baby. I was sleeping pretty good, but he has gotten a little sick, so he's not really sleeping more than 3.5 hours at a time, so I'm not either. It's not going great, but, you know, it is what it is. And what suspicions were confirmed or denied about me? I need to know that. Tell me. Okay. Sphagnum moss. Sure is funny to say, isn't it? I don't know if I said it right. You tell me. Okay. If you could move to Florida, would you? No, I would not move to Florida. No, no, thank you. I'm sorry for anybody who lives in Florida. I hope you like it there. I'm very pale and I burn easily, and it wouldn't go well for me in Florida. No, thank you. I do like Disney World. But, do you ever wish you could pee standing up? I have peed standing up without getting any pee on me. Not like straight up. My knees were bent, of course. I was crouching. I'm sorry. I hit the table again. I hope it's not too annoying. I was crouching and angling backwards, but, you know, camping and going up north, and yeah, you pee, you shit in the woods, it's fine. So, I have peed standing up. If you were a stripper, this is the duplicate. If you were a stripper,
stop snickering.
I'm not snickering. What would be your main song choice? Oh no, this isn't a duplicate. It's just more about the stripper. Uh-oh, I heard my baby. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. The baby has been fed, and he is back asleep. And I did some thinking, and I figured since I already have my persona set up as Slippery Susan, and my dance is mostly just me all oiled up on a slip inside, slipping out of people's grasps, not doing any pole dancing, this is the song that would be my song. And if you can't hear it, it's... You know, that just song that happens whenever there's, like, a jokey thing going on. It's, Google says it's yakety sax. That's a do 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 do. That would be my song. All right, moving on. Okay. Do you think you could somehow work dungarees, bib overall style, as your stage garment? You know, I would worry that it would tear a hole in my slip inside. Yeah, I would be really worried about that. Because those things are very delicate, and the metal, like, little buttons up top would probably tear a snag in it. So I would say, no. No, I don't think I could. Do you know how many minutes I just spent thinking about that? In like a, well, it'd be weird, but kind of sexy way. I bet 1860s farmers would go nuts for that shit. You know, I bet they would. Too bad I'm gonna be going on a slip inside. Why do so many of my socks have holes in them? I don't know. All mine have holes in them too. It's like on the balls of the foot. It's very annoying, and like you don't know about it until you get the socks on. You're like, fuck. Is there a less sexy garment than socks? Yes. I had to wear... Oh, no, no. Okay, so there's this like wrap that you wrap around your belly after you have a baby or maybe any sort of abdominal surgery, I guess, that you just wrap around yourself and it's like, eh, keep all your organs together sort of thing. So maybe that one is less sexy. All right. Before an exciting career in the internet-based audio-centric pornography, did you ever long to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain sprinting from the west? I don't understand that question at all. So I'm going to say probably no. On Wednesday, did you go shopping and have buttered scones for tea? No, I didn't. I went to work. And then I came home. And I recorded this. What is your favorite species of conifer? Is a conifer a tree, right? Let me just Google this real quick. Oh, and then there's a question of ebony tree in this next one. Oh, okay. Let me Google conifer. Stand by. Tree that bears needle-like. Yeah, okay. Let's see. I'm going to go to Wikipedia and see what the species are. Okay. Cedars, Douglas firs, cypress firs, junipers, curry larches, pines, hemlocks, redwoods, spruces, and yews. How about redwoods? They're big. Yeah, moving on. Are you concerned with the status of ebony tree in the wild? As an arborist, do you feel that the modern luthiers and consumers and customers thereof need to get over the desire for perfect black ebony and should begin to embrace a streaked wood more often in the luthier industries? I'm not really concerned about ebony trees in the wild. I'm more concerned about emerald ash trees with emerald ash borer. I think that's a huge issue. So, yeah, not my concern. If we don't, do you feel that Cameroon will simply shut down native ebony farming completely, leaving makers completely cut out from all forms of ebony? I don't know, just dye the wood, bud. Sorry. I hope that wasn't loud. Just dye the wood. I don't know, what's the worst that could happen? should the world stop treating Africa like a parade ground for industry and farming all its best, sometimes only resources for the West? Yeah, probably. Probably should. That'd be a good idea. As a potential old-timey farmer, do you prefer Walker Evans of Dorothea Lange's Poetry of the American West and its agricultural industry as documented during the time of FSA documenting of the Great Depression? I should have done more research. but at this point, I'm going to just look up some Dorothea Lange's photographs. I'm sorry for the huge time waste this is for you. Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. Dorothea Lange. It looks like she was the one who photographed that woman with her two children during the Depression. So that one. Do you have any folksy wisdom to share with us? You know, like the old adage, blossoms by Easter, sleep with my sister. I don't, but, you know, the phrase, kill a bird with two, stones, like you can kill a bird with two stones. Why would you use, or no, if you can kill a bird with one stone, why would you use two? There's a new phrase, which is feed two birds with one scone. I think that's a better phrase, and it's funny. It's just cute. Feed two birds with one scone instead of kill two birds with one stone. So that's my folksy wisdom, I guess. How about some quality mom advice? If you mean advice for other moms, my advice would be trust yourself and trust your baby. It often seems like the baby knows what they need, and you also kind of know what they need. Like, your mother-in-law and your mother might try and give you advice on what to do and say, oh, your baby needs this, or you're feeding the baby too much, or you're feeding the baby too little. But you know your baby, and your baby knows what they need. So I would say trust yourself and trust your baby, and try to block out all the other advice. Unless it's from a medical doctor, don't block that one out. All right. You know that shit where you spit on your finger and wipe a crud from your kid's face is gross, right? Seriously, don't do that. You know what? If the kid has crud on its face, I might do it. Have you accepted the minivan as your Lord and Savior yet? Trust me, get over it and realize that sliding doors are the shit. I'm terrified of sliding doors and fingers getting caught in them, so no thank you. And then I have this issue with parking. I think I'm like much bigger than I actually am, so I have to drive a sedan because I already drive it like I'm driving an SUV. So I can just, the nightmares if I was to drive a minivan. Oof, I would think I'm in a truck. I would never be able to park anywhere. I'm a nightmare to drive. All right. In a world of songs about peaches, is there any better than The Stranger's Peaches? You know, I think there is. And is it the President's of the United States peaches? The millions of peaches. Peaches for free. That song, I think, is a great song about peaches. The peaches come from a can. Yep. Put there by a man. Okay, motherfuck. Though, listen to the fucking tone that J.J. Brunel gets, eh? I just checked. Are you surprised it's not an SVT? So was I. I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm losing it. I don't know what that's about. Sorry, Oral Ham. Okay. Whatever did happen to all the heroes, all the Shakespeare-os? I don't know. I don't know what happened to them either. I'm so confused. Let's move on to things that I know. Okay. Do you own a beret? No, I do not. I know that for a fact. I do not own a beret. Would you consider owning a beret? Sure. Why not? I don't know. Chicks in berets are hot. That's a period because it's a fact, not a question. I should ask this in every AMA, shouldn't I? Sure. Had enough yet. Nearly. Maybe one more to round it out. Okay. Denmark. Should they just fuck off and give Greenland's Inuit population self-governments once and for all, or what? I don't know. Maybe. I was reading about Inuits today. Canadian Inuits. So I don't know if they're really dead over Greenland. But it was an article on goats and soda. Is that the NPR's articles? But it was about how Inuit populations don't really yell at their children, and they instead just kind of talk calmly and go over like stories of what not to do and what to do, instead of telling kids like stay away from the ocean, they tell him that the ocean is going to steal them and take them away from their kids and replace them, and how that helps children to better handle their anger when they grow up, the not yelling. And I thought that was really interesting and something I want to do for sure. I've generally been a pretty calm person all my life, but with the lack of sleep I've been having, I've been getting a lot angrier and frustrated a lot faster. So that was a good reminder that for the good of my son, I should really try and be a lot calmer, even when I'm stressed. So that doesn't answer your question, but thanks for reminding me about that article I read. All right, that is it. Thank you, Oralham, for those many questions. Okay. Mem. All right. Are you wearing dungarees right now? No, I'm not. I did just order new dungarees, though. I no longer fit into my pre-pregnancy ones, and I no longer fit into my pregnancy ones, so I had to get new ones of my new size. They're in the wash, because I don't like wearing clothes before I wash them. If I had the ability to harness one particular type of weather element to use at my discretion for good or evil, what would it be? Would you make lightning strike your mortal foes? Would you make it rain on wasps 24/7? I would harness the power of wind, and it would be clean energy for everybody for as long as I wanted the wind to blow, or as long as it fucked up everything else. I'm sure I would try and use it for good, and instead, it would be evil. Yeah, okay. Do you have a favorite script you've ever recorded? If you can't choose one, do you have a favorite type of script? Fuck, I didn't look into this. Okay, let me go look at my archive and see if I can real quick pick out a favorite. Okay. Oh, bear with me. Oh my god, I can't get anything to work when I'm under pressure. I don't want to navigate away from these questions. Okay. Let's see. Sorry about my thinking noises. It's so stressful. God. Oh, sorry. I'm gonna have to cut this. Maybe. I don't know. So this is kind of looking through my audios. It's just kind of telling me I should really be doing more audios that are request fills and ones that come out of my own brain box, because I keep like stopping on audios and like, oh, I really liked that one, but it was something that came from a request or it came from my own fantasies. So I really gotta go back to doing more of those again. Because I'm like, ooh, I really like that. Ooh, I really like that. Okay, I think I know my favorite one. It was one I did a really long time ago. It was Caught in the Rain. It was a script fill for Mad for Moonlight. It was like a camping thing where, I'll just read the author notes. It says, author notes, synopsis, background.
backpacking with friends. One of them is your roommate's little sister, whom you haven't met until this trip. Despite the weather report saying that it wasn't going to rain, it rains in the middle of the night. Your roommate's little sister was sleeping in a hammock and didn't bring a rain fly. She gets drenched and runs to your tent to get out of the rain. It was a blowjob one with begging. So, yeah, that tells you a bit about me. Oh, and a fun thing I did for that one. This was in the very beginning. I wanted to try and make, like, all my sound effects. I didn't really want to just steal some, not steal. I didn't want to use some from the internet. So I made my own rain on the tent sound effects. And how I did that is I turned on the shower and I went in the shower with my microphone. At that time, it was my phone and an umbrella because I figured, well, right? It's canvas and umbrella and the rain and this shower head, and it worked. People seem to like it. So, yeah. Thank you, Mad for Moonlight. And I'm looking at that right now. And it looks like you only have two scripts. You have that one camping script and a blowjob by the beach. I've got to do that. I'm going to save that right now. And hopefully I'll go back to that. All right. Back to the questions. Okay. Do you have a favorite fruit? I do. We decided it was bananas earlier. Why are babies so cute? You know, I never thought babies were cute until I had my own. So my guess is they remind people of other babies in their lives. And that just brings good memories. And that's why they're so cute. All right. You are transported to an alternate reality where platypuses rule supreme. Do you fall in line with the rest of humankind or lead an uprising? If the latter, what is your name of your rebel group? And make your answer 4 hours long at the least. You know what? I, for one, support our platypus rulers. So I go along with it. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Hey, it's Metal. What do you feel is your strongest bake and why? So this one I had a hard time with. Because for your strongest bake, you want to make something that you know you can do, but that isn't just like real casual plate of brownies or cookies. Because initially my thought is brownies. I make brownies all the fucking time. But it's just brownies. Anybody can make brownies. So I was thinking I've made this chocolate peanut butter cake before a few times. So that would be it. It's just a layer chocolate cake, two layers. And then it's peanut butter frosting with chocolate ganache drizzle on top. And it's basically like a big old peanut butter cup. So that is my strongest bake because it's not just cake. It's not just brownies. It's not just a cookie. It's something just a little bit special, but I know I can make it. Thank you, Metal. All right. My oral fixation. All right. We are getting to the end here. Really close. Okay. Think for a moment about non-superpowers. I mean, everyday thing that some people just have a knack for and others don't. Like parking in tight spaces or cracking an egg without dripping tiny goddamn pieces of shell into the dish every fucking time. What is one of these amazing things that you have the ability for? And what's one that you'd like to have if you could choose? I am very timely. I am nearly always early to things if I am not just on time. Very, very rarely am I late. And if I am late, it's because other people were holding me up. Like people that I'm trying to get out of the house with. I tell them that we're leaving in 10 minutes and yeah. So I'm very timely. That is my non-superpower superpower. If I had to choose one, I would choose name face recognition. Just like
knowing the name of somebody by looking at their face?
Oh, I would choose that so hard.
If you had met him before, not just like, you're Adam.
That would be insane. That would be a legit superpower. Okay, my computer went to sleep again. Hold on. All right. We're near the end.
Do you have favorite voices here or elsewhere? And what makes them so appealing to you? So I generally like accents that I hear fairly often. I know some people like accents that they don't hear really often. Like a lot of Americans will like British accents, and those are fair enough accents. But I'm a fan of like traditional Midwest American accents and Minnesota accents, Upper Michigan accents, and Canadian accents, because that's kind of what I hear around me and what's close to me. So my favorite voices have those accents, and they're generally a little deeper. I prefer male voices to female voices, and if I do like female voices, but I also like deeper female voices. What do I consider the most beautiful word in the English language? Ugh. I don't really think much about language. And I said I wasn't sure if I would even have an answer to this question, and I don't. I'm sorry. I don't think enough about language to have an answer for this. Sorry. Thank you, my oral fixation. I am so sorry I couldn't answer that. Maybe you tell me what you think the most beautiful word in English language is, and it can be our most beautiful word. All right. Lord Bartex, you made it just before the AMA closes. Yes, you did. Thank you for that. Do I have a favorite movie memory that I want to share? I guess what you mean by this is like a memory of going to the movies, right? Not like viewing my life as a movie. I think that's what you mean. And it would probably actually have to be the one I already shared about A Quiet Place, where it was just the moment that you realize that this little box is just as soon as this baby is born, like as soon as this baby is born. Because babies cry as soon as they're born, if you're lucky, this baby's going in this box. The mom can't hold the baby. You can't see the baby. It's just, it was so sad. It was so sad. I couldn't handle it. So even though it's like a really sad moment, it was just such a good cinematic moment. It was like, and it was just so feeling. In your opinion, what is the best way to spend a Sunday? Chillaxing. Having a ton of coffee. Chillaxing. Having some, either like a big old brunch with potatoes and tofu scramble and some toast and bagels and avocados, or like, what is it? Donuts and, oh yeah. Just a lot of like shitty food, or just like a ton of food, and coffee, and just chilling. Maybe catching up on the TV. Normally, I'm watching Saturday Night Live Sunday morning because I cannot stay up for that. What do you feel is most important in life? Happiness. Your ability to look forward to the next day. I would say that is probably the most important thing. If you're not looking forward to the next day, it's really hard to continue on. So, that's it. Thank you, Bartex. All right. Those are my answers. I hope you enjoyed. I'm sorry for all of the spaces in between answers where I was having trouble finding words or looking for things. And I'm sorry if my cat was loud and if I knocked the microphone too much. I hope you very much enjoyed these answers. And thank you for all your questions. Bye.